Reforms out of Beijing targeting the technology and private education sectors had weighed on sentiment to start the week, though much of that has faded away heading into the North American Open. Instead, investors choose to focus on the comforts around a Fed balance sheet that has expanded to $8.24 trillion and all of the U.S. corporate earnings beats that we had seen in the previous week. Earlier, German IFO reads came in below forecast but weren't enough to prevent the euro from pushing higher, while in the U.K. we saw the pound trade higher despite some dovish BOE speak, perhaps on upbeat talk around UK growth prospects. On the COVID front, China reported the highest number of cases since the end of January, while the French Parliament voted to make vaccine passports a key part of daily life. Looking ahead, US new home sales and Dallas Fed manufacturing are the only notable standouts on the calendar in North America. That's all for now.